K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B is Wade Banner, youngest in charge, and man with me, I got some special guests. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing? The Real Law, two W's.
And I'm Tune with no W's.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, man? How you feeling?
Pretty good, man. So I'm geeked up. I'm excited, man. This Saturday is going down the Durham Hip Hop Summit. We've been waiting for something like this for a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's give everybody the background. Like, first, let them know what the Hip Hop Summit is, what it's about, and then what made you put it together.
Well, it's a one day, it's annual festival that blankets Durham in quality hip hop, high quality hip hop. So it's going to feature a lot of graffiti artists and b-boys and that's breakdancers, right? B-boys is breakdancers. About to say that twice. Got MC battles, beat battles, and a bunch of MCs doing their thing, you know? High quality, that's what we're trying to provide and produce and give it to them, man.
That's what's up. So, what do you say to those that say hip-hop is dead?
Blah!
Nah,
hip-hop ain't die. Mm-mm. Still alive.
Yeah. I mean, y'all been doing y'all thing here for really a long time, because we done met, like, just in plenty different instances outside of this.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, how does it feel to be, like, really take over as the front runner for hip-hop in the city?
I mean, I wouldn't say front runner. It's just, I don't know, man. We just shook enough hands and smacked enough babies so that we got our network to the point where it was worth putting something out. A lot of cats put stuff out when they're not ready. Mm-hmm. We sat, did our homework, learned a lot about the game, especially locally. Like, you got to do your local research, that ground level research.
Yep.
And putting an event like this takes a lot of knowledge, takes a lot of connections and a lot of networking and a lot of smacked babies. Just to put together, you know what I'm saying? So it was just the research and the network, man.
So now this right here is a huge event because y'all got three different buildings.
Yes.
Like, what made you do three different buildings? Like, why three buildings? Why not everybody all in one together?
It was just too much going on.
Why
in
not?
in one spot, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't want a b-boy tripping over an MC battler, you know what I mean? Like, they need everybody, and plus everybody has their own, you know, fix on what they like, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of separates it, but still keeps it under one umbrella, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
And it's no hip-hop festival in Durham.
Right.
Like, let alone, I can't think of a hip-hop festival in the Triangle. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me ASAP.
Nah, I'm with you. But an actual
hip-hop festival,
the bar, like,
where this stuff,
like,
is going.
Threw it away.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no bar.
No bar.
Who needs that?
We just going to do a whole three joints. Because normally you do three, like, trying to say, oh, these people do this, let me do better than them.
Yeah.
I got three buildings. What y'all going to do? Straight into it with the three buildings.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's nothing going on that night besides Durham Hip Hop Summit and Stir, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But other than that.
And Stir is the after party for it. So like,
oh, yeah.
So the thing is, you got to have all the artists that's doing real work around here. I mean, we couldn't have everybody on the bill this year. So next year is still going to be crazy because it's people that didn't get overlooked. They just didn't get booked for this one, but the artists that's doing work around here, just have all of them since they not performing nowhere else anyway, because all the buildings was booked up.
No, so that was dope, smart move, and I mean, it's big for the city and
definitely
the morale of the city and the artists here, and to just showcase, you know, what we have going on, because I mean, that's going to be huge with us here at the station, because of the fact that, like, it's our opportunity to show people, like, yo, it's a lot of hip-hop.
It's some hip-hop here, and it's positive. Ain't no knucklehead stuff going on.
Yeah. So, great hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's all quality.
So I'm going to say this. Like, I mean, I know we in the middle of an interview, but I'm going to say this now.
Right.
Make sure we have a lot of video cameras and a lot of photographers in the building, because,
yes,
I mean, this is something that
really
got to be shown to the world.
Zoe Pictures will definitely
Pictures
be in the building.
We'll be organizing all the camera
all the cameras. Shout out to Johnny J. Jones, who's actually in the building right now.
Heads out. So... who's your favorite artist in the city?
Well, I was going to say us, but
well, I mean,
other than...
That goes without asking. Like, we know that.
We still gotta rap and eat, too.
Personally, me, De Facto Thespian. He was actually on the first Durham Hip Hop Summit promo video with you.
Yeah, with me.
Yeah.
So. That was funny. It was cool.
Yeah, man. So he's, like, lyrically, like... that's one of my personal favorites.
Performance wise, Lil Bob though.
Yeah.
Lil Bob though, his performance, man, like I feel it. It's honest. Like his performance is honest. Another cat, Rio from Charge Nation. I just really like caught him, but his performance is real honest too, and you can feel it when he performs. So mm-hmm. I would say those. I mean, I don't listen to that many CDs because other than that, I'm changing diapers and stuff at home. But when I go out to shows, I get touched by that live performance, and yeah, mm-hmm. they got some real dope performances.
Definitely Young Swift.
Swift.
Killing it.
As soon as we realized we was doing the show together, I had to reach out to Swift, and I'm like, yo, you got the Def Jam thing going on. Mm-hmm. You got to keep you hot within the city.
Yes.
Yo, like after the Durham Hip Hop Summit, stir, we going to keep you out there.
Be in the building.
Like that's one thing I talk to Swift about a lot, and even Stacks, like I tell them, like, you know, you gotta push forward because you got other people within the city that we gotta shine everybody.
Exactly.
So like you gotta do what you gotta do to get yourself out there and then to go back and say, yo, and all my brothers too, like we all out here. Yeah, we all struggled together.
Yeah.
Definitely. The only way to build is building together. You know, you can't really take all that weight on yourself. Exactly.
That's
so that's what I love about the Hip Hop Summit, because it was a bunch of artists and, you know, local sponsors and whatnot just coming together and building something. It's not just on us. We kind of just organized it, but everybody else just made it happen.
Was it hard putting it together? Like, did you feel the unity, or was it like people like, nah?
No. Everybody actually embraced it, man. Like from all the venues, like they were like, this sounds awesome. This is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To all the artists, they were down, man. Cool League was like one of the first ones. Was like, yeah, man, this definitely needs to happen for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And the triangle. You know what I mean?
The most
difficult part is probably the responsibilities. Like it's different being an artist, being on the side of the stage where, oh, I only have to show up for sound check. Mm-hmm. And if I show up late, I just don't sound check, but I'm still going to go on stage afterwards.
Right.
But when you're on the organizer side, you got to make sure that this guy that did not show up to sound check is actually still coming.
Right.
So it's a different type of stress as an organizer, man. So being on a different side of the fence as far as putting a concert together and stuff like that, the promotion side and all that, it's a different grind, man. But everything else, it's been no real problems as far as people.
Pretty smooth. No, like everybody, even y'all, man, you Nicki Nicole, man, y'all.
That's too big of a
event. A lot of people were surprised, like, yo, y'all got Wade, Nicki, and Brian. I was like, you can't do it without the trifecta. It's three venues, three people.
Like, the funny thing is, like I'm thinking, like, because I didn't know the entire dynamic of the whole event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I got booked, I'm like, okay, yeah, yo, this is going to be dope. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hosting this joint.
Mm-hmm.
Then I find out, like, because I knew Brian was booked the same night, had no ideas the same. So then I hear about Brian, and then I hear about Nicki, and I'm like, yo, they are killing the city. Like, I mean, coming out the gate so hard, do y'all plan to get bigger next year? Like,
Man. We plan on doing a big one outdoors.
Yeah, add an outdoor stage next year.
Mm-hmm. More venues.
Get a little ambitious with a couple things. We'll keep it under wraps.
Yeah, we're gonna take it one year at a time.
You got to, because with something so big this year, like, I mean, we all gonna be expecting you to do something big next year. Like, I don't even want to see myself. Y'all call me, I might be like, I don't know, man. I ain't got no new accomplishments. Although I made 106 in part, then you can get me.
There you
like,
go. There you go. Nah, it's
great to see something so big.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Definitely.
So, I was about to say, man, we got Brian coming in now. So, like, I mean, whose idea was it to do three different hosts, three different venues?
I can't take any credit for that. He called me, was like, okay, the Hip Hop Summit is now three venues, three hosts. And I said, no! More stress!
Yeah, I was like, because I was thinking about it. Last year, it was like we were just jamming too much stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? It was like only 30 minutes you got to see somebody break dance. Only 30 minutes you got to see an MC battle. You know what I mean? Like, that was just way too much going on, because once somebody started getting into it, it was like
something else.
Then something else was about to happen, you know. So it was like, why don't we just kind of spread
but now
it around?
It's hard on the viewer, because now you got to choose where you're going.
And the schedule.
You gonna go watch the rap battle? Look, you gonna go watch the beat battle?
Even bigger. I'm gonna tell y'all that after this, because I don't, like, when y'all incorporated, I don't want people to be like, "Oh yeah, we already knew it was coming."
Yeah, man. So, shout out to the Bridge Bus that's going to be out evening. So that's when you schedule your evening.
It's free transportation to each venue.
That's dope.
Yeah. So now we got a bus going to each venue for free, dropping on a rotation. So you can even dip out during the performance, check something out, and then hop back on stage like, and coming up next.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that schedule and see how it all goes.
Yeah,
because I definitely want to be able to see everything. Are y'all going to record everything for those that may have been in one venue and kind of missed?
Definitely.
Might have missed the dance.
Yeah, we'll record some stuff. We don't want to have too much because we want people to come next year and be like, dang, I missed it last year.
Right.
I'm going
this
year.
Yeah.
But it'll be some key performances, some key moments, like that moment where you just like,
The greatest moment of the
dope.
Event.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So those moments will be recorded for sure.
Yeah, that's great, man. I appreciate y'all for even putting this together because most artists, I mean, in my experience, like I've seen artists that they want to put themselves on, so it's all about me. What can I do for me? Like, putting together no kind of show.
We not even performing. Cass is mad that we,
we're not performing.
Nah. You didn't catch that?
Nah, I had no idea. I was like, yo.
We're not one of the 11 artists performing. No.
Nah, man. We're
not even performing, man. We couldn't do the event, then soak up the stage spotlight, and then run around and check on everything and make sure everything's good.
That wouldn't have been me. I'd have been like,
I need the spot.
And I'm hosting. I got a performance in there too.
Yeah, man, we did that last year and it was like, so much craziness happening. Yeah. While on stage, I'm like pointing at people like, hey, make sure he gets that drink. You know, he asked for his wings.
Man. Yeah, definitely.
Like it's just the title of co-founder and curator, so that's it, man. No performances from us this year. Now, in a couple years, when Jay-Z opens up the Durham Hip Hop Summit or something like that, you know, we just gonna have to open. Nah, man, no performances though.
No doubt.
We got a show?
How can people check out the promo videos? Because they're all entertaining. Actually, mine's and Brian's. I haven't seen Nikki's. Like, what are they doing in Nikki's?
You gotta watch it, man.
Just think of ice cream and beats. All right, that's all you gotta think of. Ice cream and beats.
Ice cream and beats.
But now you can find that on the Durham Hip Hop Summit.com.
That's D-U-R-M Hip Hop Summit.com.
And you can also go there to get the tickets.
Yeah, you can get your tickets all on the top row, man. You'll see tickets, info, venues.
Get your Durham shirts.
Get your Durham shirts, all that good stuff.
Oh,
and you'll see YouTube.
A Durham shirt.
And a Durham hat.
When I'm hosting.
Definitely.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what I was going to wear. Obviously.
Duh.
Yeah, man. Big ups to Runaway Clothes, who does all the Durham shirts.
Runaway Life Kit.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. So should be fun.
How can people reach out to you guys?
Follow us on Twitter at DURM_HHS.
Mm-hmm.
And then just Google Tune In the Real Law. Two W's.
Just retweet. Retweet all the tweets and favorite them, and we'll like you back.
Repost all the Facebook.
We'll do the same. We'll tweet you back.
That's what's up. And once again, like, man, I appreciate y'all for even putting this kind of an event together because it was much needed for the city. It's almost like a grocery store. Like we gotta have something like that.
You got every spectrum of hip hop performance wise is covered. Every spectrum of hip hop section wise is covered. So you got all the type of rappers you could want. Backpack, Money and Bleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got everything you need, man.
That's what's up. That's dope.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Durham Hip Hop Summit this Saturday. What's on?
Doors at 8. And
doors
everything
starts
at 9.
There's a panel discussion earlier, too, for all you education heads out there at Coco Cinnamon. Coco Cinnamon's one of our sponsors, too. Shout out.
Everybody.
Yeah, shout out to all the sponsors. Definitely get them shouts to the sponsors. Without them, this wouldn't be happening. So
pretty much. Oh, yeah.
We definitely appreciate all the sponsors. And we appreciate you guys for organizing this event and putting it together, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Of course, I'm gonna be in there. I'm gonna shut it down. I got my intro already prepared.
Like, yeah,
I'm ready. So this BET Awards type intro.
Hey, should we capture that?
We're gonna make it happen. It's Wade Banner, Durham Hip Hop Summit, K97.5.